Hi, it's Anthony Angelo. On a recorded line, we just spoke. We just literally got off the phone.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So this is what we're going to do. So basically, I am passing you to Vera, and she's already rendered services, so it's crazy how fast that happened. I guess what transpired is exactly what you said, and you know, you filled out the form. The form was online. She called you, and the application was already rendered. So she's got that. She's gathering documents with you as we speak. And so the question is the following. We do need to pull credit. This is an upfront charge of $46. We collect either MasterCard, Visa, or Discover. Which one do you prefer, sir?
I think it's going to be on MasterCard.
Okay, so this is what we are going to do. She was telling me, too, before we do anything, that you have... you know, not the worst credit, but, you know, not an 800 credit score. So I'm assuming what? We've got a 640, 620. What do you think it is?
I check on Credit Karma.
Yeah.
Credit Karma showed me 677.
Okay, good, man. That's great credit. Then, so, I mean, Credit Karma is a different algorithm. They pull from Vantage. We pull from FICO. So, yeah, comparing and contrasting is quite different. But, you know... The old saying is, you know, bad credit, no credit's better than bad credit. So if you have under a 640, it's not the end of the world. Let's pull the credit and let's determine that. We always offer what's called a what-if simulator to try to use and articulate, you know, in order to spike the score by, you know, essentially lowering the cost of credit cards, if you will. And so that's something we can look at as well. If, in fact, it is below the benchmark of a 670, 680 that you just anticipated and said Credit Karma's on, you know, giving you. But let her pull it. I'm going to give her authorization. I'm going to have her call you. And then just give credit card information to her. You do get a copy of the consumer credit report. They black out the social in the last four digits. Let me know if there's any freezes on there. So do you know if there's any freezes with Experian, TransUnion, Equifax?
Would be that.
Do you have any freezes? Or is your credit frozen on any of those bureaus?
No, I don't have.
Okay, because they charge more. The CIC and... Yeah, they'll charge you more, and we always want to be proactive and ask that question. Okay, so I will have her call you, and she'll gather that information and get that rocking. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Did you speak to Veronica, right?
I just spoke to Veronica, and I said, let me do all my due diligence, get my ducks in a row, and when I give her the green light, she'll let you know. Okay, so let Vera do all of that. We'll go from there, okay?
Did they tell you what the process is in, right?
I'm sorry. The process?
Did she tell you about anything, or
she?
You know, I really have a loan. I'm just looking for the better deal.
I know. She said that you were already pre-approved with another financial institution. To put it in perspective, we're like Amazon. Most lenders are like Macy's. So that means they're brick and mortar.
Okay.
They're retail. We're wholesale.
Say no more.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah, that, and it's not only the pricing, it's our service and how fast we render services. I mean, you already saw it with Vera. We're very serious about what we do. And like I said, you're with an amazing real estate agent. She wants the green light from us. We hope you use our financial services. I think you will. But then again, you're not mandated to shop. I'm sorry, you're not mandated to use anyone's financial services. It's, you know, it's against RESPA. So you're allowed to shop per Fair Lending what you're doing right now. Okay.
Okay.
All right, sir. I'll have her give you a call. Thank you so much. I'll tell her to get the credit card information. We'll go from there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.